be that the hillside's just shifting, and we really don't know what the cause or where this is ultimately going to wind up.
The earth is moving in Haines, but that doesn't mean the sky is falling. And calling all judges, no experience necessary. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. A geotech engineer from Seattle and Alaska Department of Transportation engineers are on their way to Haines to look at a crack in the road.
Alongside Ocean View, it's very deep, feet deep.
Brian Lemke, director of public facilities for the Haines Borough, says municipal employees discovered the deformations around Lutac Road as it leaves town on Monday afternoon.
Bruce Smith was, I believe he was doing some sanding up in that area. And he spotted a crack in the asphalt, the relatively new asphalt up there on Ocean View. And he mentioned it to me at the end of the day. And myself and Scott Bradford went up to take a look at it. And as we kind of got into it, it became pretty clear that it was more than just a little crack in the asphalt.
He described very big cracks along the south side of Ocean View Drive extending across the road, which is a state highway, following through the woods about a quarter of a mile in length.
And where it crosses the highway, it looks to be, 1.5 or 2 feet maybe in places. It looks to be that the hillside's just shifting, and we really don't know what the cause or where this is ultimately going to wind up.
Ocean View Drive is a borough road off of Lutac Road in Haines. It's a short, dead-end street that meets with Lutac between the intersections of First Avenue and Front Street. It leads to a group of homes that have stood on the bluff for decades. When DOT repaved Lutac 2 years ago, the borough simultaneously replaced the 6-inch water main across the highway and up to Ocean View. That line, along with the sewer line that comes off of Highland Estates, is a root of concern for the borough.
That whole area up there passes right through the middle of this whole river going on there.
Lemke has been familiar with water and drainage management in the borough for 30 years and says he's heard of water diversion issues in that area before. However, this crack wasn't there even 2 days ago and is worrying more than just local officials.
The state's involved in the borough's involved, so we're having an engineer from PND come up from Seattle, actually a geotech engineer who hopefully will be here tomorrow. Or very soon, they're looking at this as a very serious thing. So on the borough's behalf, they're coming up, and I believe there are at least two people from the state DOT engineers and geotech people that are we look for them tomorrow. So there's it's getting a lot of attention, as it should.
Lemke says there's no imminent danger of blocking off the Ocean View neighborhood, but that could happen if the activity continues. At the time of this report, there was no roadblock, but there are cones marking the current dip in the road. He adds drivers should be cautious.
It's active right now, so the borough just wanted to let the people in that neighborhood and everything know that we're aware of it, and we're coming up with contingency plans to handle the water and sewer situations that may come up if there's a bigger event there and things shift. They are, but it's going on, and we've got a lot of people coming to look at it.
Follow along with KHNS for more updates on the road and online for photos that go along with the story. The Haines Post Office was damaged late last week in a motor vehicle accident that occurred in the parking lot and caused no major injuries. Haines Police Chief Gary Lowe says the accident, which bent in the wall at the front of the building, happened right before 2 p.m. on Thursday.
There was a elderly female driver that had pulled up in front of the post office in the handicap space, and she just meant to position her vehicle a little different, and she thought she'd put her vehicle in reverse, and when she stepped on the gas, she started rolling forward, and then that kind of shocked her, so she went to step on the brake real hard, and then she stepped on the gas, and that caused her to move forward, knocking down the railing and going over top of the walking ramp, the entry ramp, and the vehicle crashed into the outside wall of the main office there of the post office.
The police department issued the driver a citation for negligent driving. Postal workers say inspectors are coming to Haines this week to estimate the damage, which extends to the interior of the building and could require specialized materials that are consistent with Postal Service design. Local firefighters, emergency medical service, and police responded to the scene to check for injuries or electrical damage that could have been a fire hazard.
One of the early reports we had was that the driver had a leg injury, but when we got there, she said that she had bumped her knee and it was just a little bit sore, but she didn't require any medical treatment. No, there was no one else that was injured during that accident, which is a very lucky thing for us. And the vehicle very easily could have crashed through the wall and ended up inside of the post office.
This is not the first time a car has run into the front of the Haines post office, which made postal workers and people like Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott wonder if something could be done to make the area safer. Scott drafted a letter to the U.S. Postal Service explaining the situation and requesting they help the local PO improve security between the parking lot and building. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is accepting applications for college vocational tech scholarships for the 2012-2013 school year. Awards will be made to Sea Alaska shareholders and descendants enrolled in accredited colleges, universities, and vocational tech schools. The scholarships are given to roughly 400 students per year. The deadline to apply is March 1st, but there's a money incentive to those who apply before February 1st. Applications are available through the Sea Alaska website. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is a native nonprofit established in 1980 to administer educational and cultural programs for Sea Alaska, a regional native corporation formed under ANCSA. If you ever wanted to be a talent judge, your chance is coming at the end of the month when dozens of young performers are in Haines to compete for titles they've worked toward all school year. No, it's not Lynn Canal Idol. It's the Haines High School Drama Debate and Forensics Home Meet the last weekend in January. And DDF coach Tim Shields says it relies on local residents to sign up for judging the various events.
The Haines team will be hosting all of the regional tournament, the final regional tournament of the year, on Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th of January. And to prepare for that, we've got a judge training session coming up.
Anyone interested in being a judge can attend the training on Thursday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Haines School Cafeteria.
We really pride ourselves on a well-trained cadre of judges, and the way we do that is by taking judges through a very entertaining evening. We show them samples of different events, and we talk about how do you judge this one versus another, which is the function of the judges. We can't do these tournaments without a lot of judges. We usually need about 95 judges to pull off a tournament, so I'll be harassing everybody to come and judge at this thing, and anyone can do this. It's not exclusive.
The Haines meet on January 27th and 28th will be the final competition before state. The Haines DDF team just returned from Ketchikan on Monday, where they participated in their fourth out of five regional tournaments for the season. There, they competed against five other schools, taking top slots in their categories. Shields, along with Lee Horner, traveled with the team to the meet to guide the kids in a list of events. Duo interpretation is one of them. It involves a pair of performers acting out a short piece under certain constraints.
In duo interp, Isabel Smith and Margaret Jones took second with an adaptation of Calvin and Hobbes, which is an amazing piece. Duo interp is a very interpretive and artistic event, and they have a wonderful interpretation of the long-running Calvin and Hobbes cartoon series.
Royal Henderson took third in the political event Extemporaneous Speaking.
And we took fourth place with our Reader's Theater, which is a Monty Python reflection, to the degree Monty Python reflects on anything, of birth and death. And also, both of our Reader's Theaters this year are really good.
Like the newly created Justice League of America battles the menace of the monster gender stereotype, a 60s cartoon look at sexism. Some spectators prefer high school basketball, but a lot would rather be in the stands, so to speak, at a high school DDF tournament. The kids compete by acting out scenes, delivering speeches, making people laugh, and reading scripts. Solos is a category for solo acting.
Polly Bryant took first in solo and had the command performance. That was a great moment for her. First time she's been gotten a command, and she did very well with that. She's got this very delightful solo of a Southern belle who has finally decided she's going to propose to her boyfriend, quite quite against the norms of her society. And so it's this sort of internal monologue this person is having about trying to psych herself up to do this very radical thing, which is ask her boyfriend to marry her. So that's it's a hilarious piece, very charming. We have great solos this year. Our other two solos are very good as well.
Margot Jones and Patrick Henderson also finaled in other events. And in debate, Eli White and Patrick Henderson went 4-1. Brennan Whittermore and Royal Henderson went 3-2, and individual debaters ranked 3rd and 7th. The group competes in the home meet at the end of the month, and then at state in mid-February. 4KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. KHNS local news, news about Skagway and the Chilkat Valley, produced right here at home, comes on 3 times a weekday. But you can get your hometown news anytime on your own computer if you go to khns.org. There, you can find local newscasts you want to hear again.